November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and joining us is Holly Ignatowski. She is with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and also our own Ashton Rotman, who is one of our GKV teammates. And I know that the statistics can be alarming in terms of what a person who is diagnosed with pancreatic cancer faces. But they're getting better, Holly.
They are getting better. They're absolutely getting better. When I first started with this organization 10, 12 years ago, I believe the survival rate was 4%. And now it's 12%. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but we're making progress. We're seeing progress. And we have a bold vision, hoping to raise that to 20% by 2030. But it is alarming because 1,200 people in Wisconsin will be diagnosed this year, and over 1,000 will die this year from pancreatic cancer. That's not okay. We need, and it always comes down to money, right? But we need to get that money into the hands of researchers so they can solve this. And we need an early detection method.
Which brings us to Ashton. Because Ashton, you hear statistics and you don't think about the people behind it, but pancreatic cancer really hit your family.
It did. My grandfather was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in the spring of 2004, and that statistics at that point, I couldn't even tell you what they were. And then in 2016, the winter of 2017, my dad was diagnosed, and the statistics were 5%, I believe, at that point in time. And here we are 7 years later. My dad passed away, my grandfather passed away, both of them within a year. And obviously, that's not great, but hearing that it's up to 12%, every little percentage at the point that I see, whether it's on social media or whether it's reading a newsletter or going on the PanCan website, and you see that percentage point go up, it just fills you with so much joy because you know that it's growing and getting better. And any little bit to get the word out is the way that that's going to continue to get funding and get that percentage point higher, and hoping that that 20% happens even before 2030.
Ashton, your story is so interesting to me because you lost both your dad and your grandfather to this terrible disease, but it inspired you to open a business.
It did. So my long time ago, my mom had a bakery and cafe, and that food has just kind of been part of our family for my whole life. My dad and I then wanted to open up a restaurant about a decade ago. It was one of our things, like, hey, maybe we can do this. Let's have some fun. Let's bring the comforts of the Chicago kind of comfort foods and that we enjoyed so much going to baseball games and kind of our own traditions. Let's bring that to wherever we want to be, whether it's in the northern Illinois area where I'm from, whether it's Milwaukee where I am now. And then he passed away and put that on hold a little bit. And then my mom and I, one day we sat down, and this was just a couple of months after he passed away. He passed away December, so about 4 months before his 50th birthday. And we said, let's celebrate my dad in the best way that we know how, which is to bring all these people that loved him and that knew him, and let's have a birthday party, and let's bring this restaurant to life. Let's just, for one day, let's just do something with it, and we'll raise funds, and we'll have fun, and we'll do something. And that's how Rot's Hots was born. We did that for 5 years, and then my mom and I looked at each other and said, why can't this be real? So in April of 2022, we sat down, we got a business license, and not 2 months later, we were picking out a truck and opening business, and Rot's Hots food truck was open for business in August of 2022, and we've been rolling ever since. And I always like to say, if my way of contributing to pancreatic cancer awareness is by selling a hot dog, I think it's a pretty fun and good way to do it.
And it's delicious.
Thank you.
Okay, but Ashton, and I got to ask you this, because as I've said before on the air, my husband passed away from pancreatic cancer. I have a son, and I am concerned for him.
Sure.
Because there is a genetic component to the disease. How does that affect you, knowing that?
I will say it's been in the back of my mind probably since my grandfather was diagnosed, but I was very young, but definitely since my dad was diagnosed, it's been in the back of my mind. And it's not that I wasn't doing research and looking for different ways to change and get awareness out there before, but I'm definitely doing it tenfold now. I'm part of some genetic testing programs where I think many people are, and I would encourage anyone that has pancreatic cancer in their family to do that immediately and contact your nearest provider to try and figure that out. And if you don't, anytime you're talking to your doctor, just ask questions. Ask what are some of the risks of pancreatic cancer. Try and find out. And I think one of the main reasons that it hasn't darkened me in the inside so much is, A, I love talking about my dad. He was my favorite person in the world. I will forever want to talk about him. And if that means creating awareness for pancreatic cancer, funding and research, then great. I will absolutely be part of that. And if that helps me in the long run too, then that's a bonus.
One of the things that is so disturbing about pancreatic cancer is there is no screening test. There is no screening method. And that's one of the reasons the fatalities are so high, because there's no way of telling until it's progressed to an advanced stage that you even have it.
That's so true. And that is forefront in the work that PanCAN is doing with researchers, is trying to find that early detection method, a blood test, a screening, something. Because obviously with any cancer, but especially with pancreatic cancer, if you find it early, it's much more treatable. And it's one of those cancers that whispers. You don't notice symptoms usually until stage four, when it's really late in the game. But they're working very diligently on that, and treatments are getting better, and we're seeing more survivors. This year, we have a number of survivors at an event called Purple Light. We're going to have two survivors speaking. We've only had one in the past. So, you know, it's encouraging. We're working on it, but it's not there just yet.
Well, if you want more information, I know there's a website.
There's a website. It's pancan.org. You can go there and find out general information. You can also get specific into our Wisconsin affiliate. Their patient services, if you are diagnosed or you know someone who's diagnosed, patient services will walk you through and guide you through, and they are amazing.
Holly Ignatowski, Ashton Rotman, thank you so much for spreading the word about pancreatic cancer.
Thank you.